Smack. To be perfectly honest, I can't say I'm surprised. The guy gets frustrated, leaves his job. And obviously, what you like to tell a lot of people is, make sure that you have another job to go to when you quit the one you've got. More after this.
Hi, this is Jim Lang, Rogers SportsNet, SportsNet Connected in Toronto in the Great White North. You're listening to John Nelson on OSG Sports Radio. Nelson, he is a nice bunch of guys, because you just don't know which one you're going to meet in any given day.
My mom always said,
John Nelson
was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
No, I don't hate that boy, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
Count Pointer Count on the World Internet Radio Network at Automatic.
Robert Petrino Esquire, as he has been referred to on OSG Sports Radio, has blown town yet again. Signs a deal in Louisville, ends up with the Atlanta Falcons. Starts with the Atlanta Falcons, thinking he's going to have seven as part of his stable to build an offense around. Starts off with the water bottle in Miami and goes downhill from there. So now it's not 25 or 6 to 4, it's 23 for 7, probably more like 19 or 20 after the sentencing coming down from Judge Henry Hudson in Richmond earlier this week. So to be perfectly honest and candid, I cannot say that I am completely and totally shocked that Bobby Petrino, being the somewhat impulsive guy that he seems to be, has skipped town once again. Is he done with the National Football League? I wouldn't hire him if I was any other NFL general manager in this particular era, because he's proven that he doesn't want to stick it out. No matter how many times he wants to say that, yeah, I'm coming back. Yeah, I'll be here on Wednesday. Yeah, we'll work through things. Yes, I'll be here in the long term. He blew town. Bottom line, turn tail and run when he saw something that he liked better. To be honest, I honestly think Bobby Petrino is like the window shopper at Christmas, like the little kid that's always with the mom, always pointing at the thing in the window, and he finds something that he really wants, impulse buys it. Then when he's fed up with it, puts it in the corner, goes away, gets something else. This seems to be the right time of year to be an impulse shopper. Let's just hope that Bobby Petrino knows that this shiny new toy better stay with him for a while, or he's going to wear out his welcome when he comes to exchange his gifts. Those are my thoughts. I welcome yours.
Count Pointer Count on OSG Sports Radio.